what I have to say to all of you children is very relevant and thought-provoking for the grown-ups also, but I'm very pleased that you have come here. I saw many of you in the Bhaktivedanta Academy when I visited on Thursday, and I had so much the desire to see you all again. such a good, let me say, pure energy is coming from all of you. And yes, I will give my best to say something which is inspiring to you and your parents and us old people, and request you to be very attentive and also enthusiastic. We will just sing Jai Radha Madhava. I will not talk very long. I understand you have to leave at 9:15. That's correct, isn't it? Then school starts. Very good. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. My dear children, I cannot hear you. This is for you, this program. So let us as children now sing quite energetically. We children have energy, so we should sing like this. So please sing again. Jayala. Yes, very good. Very good. Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallava Hiri Varadari Gopidana Vallava Hiri Varadari Gopidana Vallava Hiri Varadari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jabana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhupadat 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 Srila Prabhupadat radha shyama sundar shri radhe Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Again, my dear children, please chant, it is good for you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. One more time. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It will just be a little brief here. Yat kamabhir yat tapasa dhyana vairagyatas chaya yat yogena dana dharmena shreyobhir itara api yat karma bhir yat tapasa jnana vairagya tascaya yogena dana dharmena shreyobhir itararapi savam. No? One is enough? Okay. Savam matpakti yogena matpakto labate nyasa sara no svarga pavaga mattama katanchit yari vanchita vanchati. Good. May I ask one of the children to chant? Please scroll down. Yes, yat kama bhir yat tapasa. Yes, please. Yat kama bhir yat tapasa jnana vairagyascha yat yogena dana dhamena shreyobhir itarai api. Thank you. You must have been a pandit, a great scholar in your last life. And you are so small, so I take it that those who are bigger can chant even more expert. Thank you, it has said. You are the rice corn from the pot of rice. It means a representation or representative of the school. Thank you very much. And for being bold. Very nice. So the translation of this verse is, everything that can be achieved by fruitive activities, by penance, by knowledge, detachment, mystic yoga, charity, religious duties, and all other means of perfecting life is easily achieved by my devotee through loving service unto me. if somehow or other my devotee desires promotion to heaven, liberation, or residence in my abode, he easily achieves such benedictions. Lord Krishna here reveals the transcendental glories of devotional service to the Lord. Although pure devotees are desireless, desiring only the Lord's service, sometimes a great devotee may desire the Lord's benediction to facilitate his loving service. In the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, we find that Sri Chitraketu, a great devotee of the Lord, desired promotion to heaven so that, accompanied by the most attractive ladies of the Vidyadhara planet, he could beautifully chant the glories of the Lord. Similarly, Sri Shukadev Goswami, the great narrator of Srimad Bhagavatam, desiring to avoid entanglement in the illusory potency of the Lord, would not come out of his mother's womb. In other words, Shukadev Goswami desired apavagam, or liberation from Maya, so that his devotional service would not be disturbed. Lord Krishna personally sent the illusory energy far away so that Shukadev Goswami would come out of his mother's womb. Because of intense loving desire to serve the lotus feet of the Lord, a devotee may also desire promotion to the spiritual world. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, a devotee, having given up the independent cultivation of knowledge and detachment, may have firm faith in the devotional service of the Lord and yet remain slightly attached to the fruits of such activities. By expert fruitive activities, one gains residence in material heaven, and by cultivation of detachment, one is relieved of all bodily distress. If Lord Krishna detects within a devotee's heart the desire for such benedictions, the Lord can easily award them to his devotee. The word itarai in this verse indicates visiting holy places, accepting religious vows, and so forth. Several auspicious processes of elevation are mentioned in the verse preceding this, but all the auspicious results of these processes are easily achieved by loving service to the Lord. Thus, all devotees of the Lord, in whatever stage of advancement, should dedicate their energy exclusively to the Lord's service, as affirmed in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Sri Shukadev Goswami. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the supreme whole, the personality of Godhead. Please let us now all offer together our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada in this mantra. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sadasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskajane Satadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My dear children and my dear grown-ups, I feel very, very glad this morning to sit with you and think deeply about life. Where I come from, in Germany, the devotees have bought a castle, an old castle with two towers from which you can see very far. And there are about 10 children or so, and every 2 weeks or so we are meeting. We means the children and myself, we have a meeting and we talk about very important spiritual things. I tell them about Krishna and his various pastimes in the as they are described in the 10th canto of the Krishna book. And they asked questions, sometimes even questions, should we use lipstick or not? And, you know, teenage-related questions. And, yeah, I had to learn, where is my limitation? This is an answer I cannot give. I'm not experienced in these things. So I'm hoping to today say something which is also within my limitations or my area of competence, you could say, or to say it in the words of the younger ones. I hope to be able to say something which helps you in your own Krishna consciousness. Now in this verse, we hear that there are many ways in which you can try to please Krishna, and they have all different advantages. But when you choose to do devotional service for Krishna, something to please him, like picking a flower and bringing it to the school altar, something very practical. Krishna likes this devotional service more than he likes other processes like yoga or cultivating knowledge, and he gives all the his blessings and all the results to such a devotee. You do not need anything else than devotional service. You don't need a mobile telephone like the grown-ups. You don't need so many unnecessary toys like the many American children. You need to serve Krishna, and Krishna will give you happiness in your heart. That is what is explained in this verse. Now, when I was young, I had to learn this the hard way. I did, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I was not in a Krishna conscious school, but to my surprise, there was one person on the island where I grew up who gave me a teaching which later my godbrother Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj also gave me. See, I was in a school which was not teaching Krishna consciousness, and I did not hear so much about God and so on. Now one day I met my best friend and my greatest teacher. He was an old professor. He had taught in the University of Hamburg, but due to some unfortunate circumstances, I think his wife died early, he became very depressed and he became a drinker of alcohol. How do we say this in alcoholic? Is that? He became an alcoholic, so much so that he could not function as a professor, and the university had to dismiss him. And he came to the island where I grew up. It was an island in the ocean. And he became a homeless person. But he still was very intelligent. So one morning, afternoon, it was afternoon. I had come from school and I had, I liked to climb trees when I was young. I climbed very high trees. I sometimes have fallen from the trees. And my parents have asked me, why do you want to climb these high trees? And I said, I was very young, 4 years, I want to be as close to God as possible. That was my reason. Sometimes the fire brigade had to come with big ladders and you know, bring the ladder where I was like a cat who climbed too high and afraid that I would fall, and they would pick me like a cat and bring me down. So on this particular day where I received a very important lesson, I had again climbed a tree, but by Krishna's mercy, I did not fall, nor do I had to be saved. I found the way back to the ground, and I was parking by a bench. On this bench, this professor, Fritz Monarch, was sleeping. He was a homeless person. He needed some rest, apparently. So I was tiptoeing very silently by him. I didn't want to disturb him. But he opened one of his eyes and said, "Stop." So I stopped. He was a good man. There was no. He was a good-hearted man. Only he had, by misfortune, become a drinker. No? He said, "I have a question for you." This was getting interesting. "Who created the human being? God or the devil?" I said, "Of course, God. How can you ask such a question?" He said, "Listen to my story. When the devil felt lonely and frustrated because he had to do all the work, he wanted to create a helper. So he took some clay and formed from it a person who looked like a human being. 2 feet, 2 legs, a trunk, 2 arms, a head. But no matter how much he tried, he could not give him a human face. It looked really like a mixture between a monkey and an elephant. Not very good, you know. At that time, the professor told, there was a mouse who said, "I can help you. You need a face, right?" "Yes," said the devil, "and I need also to give him life. He's just clay. He should move around and help me." The mice said, or the mouse said, "There's only one. That is the Lord himself who can give a face and life to this dead creature. And the mouse very quickly went up to the heavens where God was. And God was just in the rest room. He was finishing his morning bath. He took a towel and wiped his face. You can understand me? A towel.
Yes.
He wiped the face. And then at the end of this, he sneezed into the towel. There was some irritation. Maybe gardenia pollen were in the air. Maybe. So the mouse knew, I have what I want. When God went out of the restroom, the mouse took that towel with which the Lord had dried his face and in which he had hachied. I think that's not an American word. New word, why not? Why not? And the mouse brought this towel to the devil, who was sitting before his creature and trying to give it a face, and said, you won't never do it. Take this towel now, which has the face of our Lord, and put it on the clay man. And it has also the breath, the life from our Lord, the life force. And you will see. So the devil said, why not try? He took the towel, put it on his clay man, and when he put the towel off, it had a human face like you and me. And because the Lord had given the towel his own breath, the breath of life, the human being lived and said, oh, hello. The devil said, you are mine. You are my servant. But God was angry when he heard this. And he came and said, that's not true. I have given him a face. And I have given him life. Only half of it, his body, belongs to you. The rest is mine. The face with which he can turn his life in one direction, like I'm looking now at the boy who chanted with my face. I could also look on the ceiling, but I'm looking now, your good name? Gauranga Prabhu. Looking, this is, I'm using my face to look at you. This ability to look at God is given to the human being, not to the animals, not to the clay, not to the lifeless matter. And I have given him my breath, the life. So that is the reason, said Fritz Monarch. His name was Fritz, and on the island we gave him the affectionate name Monarch. It means the king. It was an affectionate name. He was not really a king, but we liked him. He knew so much and was so sad. He said to me, this is why the human being is conflicted. He has to decide, will I live out my bodily urges and my bodily needs, or will I turn to God and use my life to live for him? To translate this little complicated thing into the life of a child. That's why you, my dear children, sometimes are very interested in learning and in being good and going to the temple and singing loudly. And sometimes there is this other half in you which says, oh no, can I just, I just want to see some Mickey Mouse now, or some, oh, and I want to maybe poke the other boy next to me. I don't like him. He always eats too much. And look at his hair. It is impossible to tolerate. And the other time you think, oh, he is a devotee of Krishna. How wonderful. There are these two sides in all of us. Children or grown-up people. Or this is why you young girls who are now getting teenage emotions, Hare Krishna, are sometimes very interested. I want to be in Jai Radha's school. I want to, when I'm big, I want to be a teacher like her and want to help the other children in the Alachua community to learn about Krishna. Then the other side is, oh, I hope a boy looks at me. Or other things, you know, normal things, physical things, you know. Oh, I'm so bored, I want to sleep, I don't want to go to school today, and so on. Not two natures, two voices, two sides. And then said Fritz Monar, he said to me, my dear boy, come sit now. So I sat next to him. And he said, I made the wrong choice. I followed the voice of the devil. That's why I'm drinking now. And that's why I'm homeless. And then he cried and cried and cried. I don't know what to do when the winter comes, because I have no home. Maybe I steal a bicycle and then they throw me into prison. Then I have a warm place to stay for the winter. See, I have given in to my lower nature, the lower nature which was given to me by the Maya. We don't say devil, we say Maya. Never do this mistake. Always follow your higher nature, which is given to you by God. Who of you knows of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj? Please raise your hand. Many of you know, also the children. Yes. He was a dancer like you have never seen before. Whoa. He was a philosopher like you have never seen before, daring, exploring new areas of thought and bringing them into Krishna consciousness. He wanted to do good for the world, that I know. 4 days before he died, we were in regular contact. He said to me, Sachinandan Swami, he said, in your heart there are two dogs fighting. Which one will win? I said, Maharaj, I'm not so intelligent. I mean, two dogs in my heart? How can they be in your heart, in my heart? He said, think a little bit. You are able to think a little bit? No? Think. And then I understood he meant there are two sides in me. One side which wants to go to Krishna and serve Krishna, and the other side which wants to have my own comfort. No? Physical, bodily comfort and mental, you know, emotional comfort. Which one will win? Which side will win? I thought, Maharaj, how are you? This is not the point how I am. Which side will win? There are two sides in us. Which side will win? I said, Maharaj, I'm not so intelligent. You please tell me. He said, when there are two dogs fighting, that dog will win whom you give food. Because he becomes stronger. So when you have two sides in you, one side which wants the good things and one side which wants the not so good things, there is a fight inside your heart. You are conflicted. Which side will win? That side which you will nourish or which you will give food. To say it very simply in the language of the children, and then I will say the same thing in the language of the grown-ups. As children, we have to know it is good if we worship our Lord. It is good when we come to the school and we learn attentively about Krishna and the many things which we learn which help us to serve Krishna and to do good for others later when we are grown up. It is good if we choose this. And you will see, the moment you choose it, you like it. But there's this other side in us, the lazy side, which does not wish this. And if you are lazy, you will become more lazy, more lazy, more lazy, until you are dull, like a lump of clay. Ah, Krishna. So now for grown-ups. In our heart is a longing for the Lord. We know in our heart that we will only be satisfied if we develop our relationship. But there is this other side which becomes bigger and bigger as we are older. Our comfort. Oh, yes, the austerities I did when I was for my spiritual life. That was for the young people, the bhaktas. I have a good setup and I'm setting things better up. Just give me a little time. Yes, we may have our needs and they need to be fulfilled. And as we grow up, we have our old age needs. They are more than our young age needs. But let us not forget austerities for the mission of Srila Prabhupada, austerities to for the spiritual side. That will nourish our spiritual side and we will like it. Wow! We will feel like swimming in an ocean of nectar. Hare Krishna. This thought, and I will end here, the thought is expressed in our scriptures where it says that there are prayers and shreyas results. Prayers is what the immediate benefit which you have. And shreyas is the long-term benefit, that which you have in the long run. When you now, someone who is only interested in prayers, to express it in the language of the young one, will always like to eat sweet, from morning to evening, sweet, sweet, sweet. He has rotten tooth, like an alligator already, but more sweets, more sweets, more sweets. It tastes sweet immediately, but in the long run, you get teeth like a Russian grandmama who doesn't have good toothpaste. You will suffer. So the short-term results may taste good. Or today I don't want to go to school. And you say to your mama, Mama, I'm so sick. And so on. Right, phone Jairati that I can't come. And you will feel, oh good, now I can sleep longer and I can do my secret little nonsense. Hare Krishna. We all have been children, we can imagine what it is like. It is immediately one likes it, but in the long run, it is better when we go to school. And there will be braja. What braja? Bandhu braja. I don't see him. Who was the headmaster again? Braja. Vishwambha. Who else? Vishvambar will be there, will be, oh, nice that you come, please go to your school. It is better if we take the long-term benefit, that which is good for us in the end. When we learn nicely, wow, then we can read the books like anything. We can preach like anything. We can build up a project for Krishna like anything. We can live a life less ordinary, which is, or another word, we can live an extraordinary life. We can prepare ourselves, although sometimes it's a little austere. Ugh, and now I have to hear this again, oh, and so on. Do it anyways, and you will see that you nourish the right side, the very happy side in you. This is my little lecture to all of you children, and I remind myself of this. I was asking myself, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was such a good friend of mine. And we used to talk about highly intellectual subjects. Why was this, did he choose this to be his last message to his friend? I think he did it because he thought it's important. It's important to have this little conscience to always decide or to decide as much as possible for the activities which will be good in the long term, which will be good in relationship to going back to Godhead, which will be good in relationship to purifying the heart, which will be good in the relationship of serving Prabhupada. So this switch, which we all need to find, is a switch of making a conscious decision for Krishna, a voluntary decision, I wish to serve you. It has to be done every day, and then you nourish the right side. Hare Krishna. I want to end now here, and I want to see if the children have a question, because they have to leave here in exactly, hopefully my wristwatch is right, 4 German minutes, no? Is that the right time? Do I have the time? Good. We have 4 more German minutes. It means exactly, Indian minutes means it could be, oh, it's another hour. Any one of you has a question? We ask for children, right? Gopal always has questions. Oh, they are a little intimidated. I know my language sounds very fearsome. There's one question. Okay.
How do you feed the dog?
How do you feed the dog? Thank you. Your good name?
Takurani.
Takurani. We know Takurani. Takurani. Yes, the daughter of Jagannath Kirtan. We were introduced to each other. Yes. How do I feed the dog? The right dog. See, a dog eats whatever it eats. Better not mention it in the temple room. But this side in us, this devotee side in us, that side in our heart which wants to go to Krishna, which wants to serve Krishna, needs other food. It needs, I would say, the most important food, Takurani, is when you are a child, that you are in good association with other children who like to do spiritual things, who like to serve Krishna, and then join them. When we are in good company with and we choose, yes, I'm
I'm with them. Then we get food and we become enthusiastic. I also can do it. I can go to Ratha Yatra and dance like an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No problem. I will do. In right association, you know. But if you are not in good association, then it is not so easy. One is not so inspired. One dances and then everyone looks at her. Look at Thakur Rani, she dances. This is, you know, it is. Then we feel discouraged. No? So good association is very, very helpful. Then in good association, it's very easy to do the other things, like the greatest, the most important food for our soul, our right side, the good side in us, is singing the holy name. But being really present, that makes us so strong spiritually. Or it makes us very strong if we do some service for Krishna. Thakur Rani, let us not forget, if you do something voluntarily, voluntary means out of your own volition, means out of your own thing for Krishna. Krishna is so satisfied. And you know what Prabhupada once said? He said, when we give Krishna a flower, he smiles at us. What would be better than a smile of Krishna? A smile where he looks at us, Thakur Rani, Gopal, everyone. I'm so satisfied with you. Yeah. 4 German minutes are up. We have finished. You may now go, and if the grown-ups are still there, we have an extra 15 minutes for the grown-ups. But our young students may go now. Thank you very much for coming. I hope it was not boring. That's the greatest crime for a child, to be boring. Hare Krishna. How will we go, Jai Radhe? They know. Yeah. Good. It's so nice to see you, really. And it's so nice to see all of you in the temple room. But now we need to go. Here's our panic. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna, my God. Thank you very much. I will take this garland with me to Sadhu Sangha and I will smell it every day. Good. So now, what do you all think, you grown-up devotees? Or would you like, would you like to ask a question, or would you like me to continue? I can continue 24 more hours on this subject. There is a question here. We saw this question first. So,
Maharaj, I was wondering about the professor. Since he knew you were Satchidananda Swami, you must have told him about Krishna. What was his reaction to Krishna consciousness?
Thank you. I have not talked very clearly. This happened when I was 6 years old or 7 years old. I think Krishna had a plan for me, but I did not know about Krishna consciousness overtly. I just, at that time when he said, look at me, he really said it, I made the wrong choice. I followed, you know, he was from a Christian background. I followed that side in me which was created by Lucifer, you know. And we don't want to mention these names. I've seen you, yes.
Maharaj, how can we know when we're feeding the right dog? Because, you know, sometimes you might think that we're nourishing the spiritual side, and Maya can trick us so much, and eventually when we do figure it out 10 years after that, we were nourishing our own side.
Yeah. How can we know? I would like to answer this by raising the question, how can we know anything, and then go very much into the detail. You know, by you have to check whatever comes as an inspiration or as a intuition. You have to check it with three sources: guru, sadhu, and shastra. You know what that means. Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees, and shastra. This is a known answer. I think we have heard this many times. I would like to add to this now a dimension where you need to really listen very carefully. Prabhupada writes in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that to a devotee who cannot take full advantage of his spiritual master's teachings, but who is sincere, the Lord in the heart speaks. And what I take from this is an experience I have personally meant. See, there is the voice of conscience. It's not consciousness, it's conscience. A word which is not used very often in our vocabulary. It means a voice which is not coming from the mind, really. I'm expressing it now. I don't know how academic this is, but in a secular way, it is not a voice in you which you have yourself created by deliberation, thinking. It's something which, in your language, you would say, it comes totally out of the blue. It is unexpected. And it tells you things. And this is one way the super soul communicates, or the Lord in the heart communicates with the conditioned souls. Now, when you learn to follow this voice of conscience, it becomes a very first class GPS system, very secure. But if you do what most of us do, that is not follow this voice, which sometimes has very uncomfortable news for you, then it becomes silent more and more. This voice of conscience will come again and again, and it will wake you up. Go this way, go this way. You know it, you know it. Prabhupada is the example, and you feel attracted to it. You know what is right, and you know what is wrong. Follow it. And you go like, no one sees if I follow it or not follow it. I get by not following it. And after some time I follow. And so on. And then if you continue this, then it becomes more and more silent, this voice, until it doesn't speak to you. Or what will happen, the Lord will just arrange, when you always go against the right thing. He will, if he loves you, if you're still sincere but just weak, he will arrange an outer circumstance where you get, we said in Europe, the club, you know, the wake-up call. Diseases will come. Important relationships will fail you. The feeling of deep the feeling of discomfort. Oh no, again I compromised. Again I compromised. It will become louder and so on. But only if you are sincerely wanting the right thing. it is not so much a problem in bhakti if we are weak. I mean, it is a problem, but what I want to say, the greater problem, it's very important for me to be properly understood. I said the wrong thing, so I take it back. I want to say it now right. The worst thing which can happen in bhakti is that we do not pray to the Lord any longer, that we stop turning to the Lord any longer, and we turn away from Him. That is the greatest thing. In due course of time, if we keep on turning to the Lord, the abhadranis, that is the unfortunate things in the heart, will be cleansed by Him. Because the Lord, when He sees someone is eager, shrinvatam svakata krishna, to turn to Him and listen more about Him, the Lord Himself in the heart will remove the inauspicious things. No? But what is not good is to turn away from the Lord. And that could mean also to turn away from this voice which never errs. And which never errs? Is that, can you, which never makes an error. Yes. That is, thank you very much for it. That is a way I could answer your question. Check Guru Sadhu Shastra, and when you are in the thick and thin, just think, go inside and you will hear a voice. Everyone, you are a Vaishnav, you are an exalted soul. The voice is there. Let us not pretend to be less than we are. The voice is there of conscience. Yes, I had pointed out this devotee. Yes, your good name again? Pran, my God, is this a good name? Pran Govinda. Pran. Prabhu. Yes, yes, please say. What?
My realness was really messenger. I really appreciate the way you deliver the feeling, verbalizing to your taking shelter of English language. And it's affecting, it's very sweet and positive effect, and I appreciate it. My question on the translation and purport that you read today is that previous few slokas, Lord Krishna expressed that his devotee actually repents and regrets.
Yes. Hare Krishna, I see you're leaving. Goodbye, everyone. The young people. I wish you a wonderful day. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes, please continue.
So then question comes that Lord from within, He helps to purify the heart. But then today's translation, you are reading that actually Lord fulfills their desires.
Very, very good question. Yes, yes.
How to understand from my
life? My dear Pran Govinda Prabhu, I first thought when I read this, I just read a paragraph because the children cannot understand so long, you know, philosophical language that they get bored very quickly. So, but then I read, my God, this is so interesting. This is amazing. Here we see devotees want something. Shukadev Goswami wants apavaga, or liberation from Maya. So Krishna personally ordered the illusory energy, don't touch him. He fulfilled the desire. That is a thing which jnanis want. Huh? Bhaktas typically want only love for Krishna, bhakti. Another example was given here. This is maybe easier to understand. Shitra Ketu, a great devotee, desired promotion to the heavenly planets. And, you know, we hear from the sixth canto that he actually was the king of the Vidyadharas, heavenly people, and he would go in a Vimana, that's better than a Mercedes Benz, you know, surrounded with the most beautiful ladies of creation, and he you enjoyed that comfort, you know, and but he used it to glorify together with them, because they must have had good voices to sing the glories of the Lord. So there was some mixture, heavenly planets, beautiful association that was there, and the Lord gave it to him. Other example was given. Let's stay with one example. There were a few examples in this purport. So, this is a reoccurring theme in the Bhagavatam, that if you turn to the Lord will fulfill your desires even. You know the verse which is quoted here, akama sava kama va. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desires, without any material desire or liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the personality of Godhead. Now in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this situation, a devotee who turns to the Lord and whose desires are fulfilled, is expressed. Krishna thinks, this devotee of mine is not very intelligent. He wants material things, but I am not a fool. I will give him what he wants, but in such a way, now listen carefully, that he will come to me. And there's a verse in the Bhagavatam which says the same idea. He will give it in such a way that he comes for me. Look at us older people. I have seen some of you have beautiful houses. I thought, my God, are they rich in Alachua? Krishna has given you beautiful houses, but in such a way that you can, it's not an obstacle for you. You remain engaged in devotional service. You feel yourself a member of a wonderful growing community, spiritual community, which offers so much to the world, and so on. Krishna has given you cars. Have you ever noticed many devotees are affluent and get their desires? Like I desired to travel when I was a young man, and in deep Krishna consciousness also. Oh, look at these swamis, I thought. They're just traveling all over the world and I'm staying in foggy, cold Hamburg. I also would like to travel a little in Krishna's service. Now it's totally fulfilled. I have enough of travel. I just now, I say, my Lord, not so much. Is this all right? I'm sorry for asking such a foolish question. Why did Draupadi have five husbands? Because she said she was a daughter of a saint in her previous life, but no one would marry her. She had been ugly. And she said, finally, the Lord's servant, Shiva, came to her. What do you wish? And he said, give me a husband. 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 Shiva said, may it be so. Yudhishthira, Bhishma, Arjuna, Sahadev and Nakula. And it was not entangling Draupadi. These were the purest devotees. Krishna made through Lord Shiva an arrangement to fulfill this five times. It was pious. Vyasadev had been asked by Draupad, the king, you know, who Maharaj Draupad, who is his name? Draupada. Is this all right, said Draupada? There are five husbands? This is, I have not heard this. Is this Vedic? And Vyasadev says, fully all right, and quoted some things from Shastras. So, yes, the Lord fulfills our desires, but in such a way, if you are sincere, and if you decide for the right side when you are surrounded with the fulfillment of your desires. He fulfills it in a way that you are not entangled and your bhakti is not harmed. Hare Krishna. Our time is up. I thank you very, very, very much. And what to say? I'm leaving Alachua with a... I mean, Germans don't cry in public, but... I'm saying it like this. I hope I'm not too much German, actually. But I'm leaving your heart with great... with your temple with great appreciation. You know, for there is one thing why this appreciation is there. I met yesterday a very old devotee to whom I have a very long-standing relationship. And when we parted ways, he said to me, "Thank you for making me feel relevant." We had discussed things and I had learned a lot from his wisdom and experience and high intelligence. And he felt, oh, this younger devotee than me, really, he is valuing my contribution, my answer. He likes it. He will put them into practice. Because see, every one of us wants to be relevant, and I can only talk. I cannot do so many other things. I can also not talk very nicely, but a little I can talk. And you're listening, so that you make me feel relevant, and that is what we all need. That is what we need in our life. We need to live a life where we can give a contribution which is relevant and beneficial for others. That is, so you have fulfilled a great need. Thank you very much for that. All the best once again, and Hare Krishna, and see you hopefully at Sadhu Sangha. When you decide to come, decide to bring your voice along. We will sing a lot, and also dancing is available there, good dancing. Please do, don't forget to bring your voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.